AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Capital One.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Donald Trump has walked into a New York City courtroom as a former president. He's walked out as an indicted, accused felon. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
Under New York state law, it is a felony to falsify business records with intent to defraud and an intent to conceal another crime. That is exactly what this case is about.
Trump attorney Todd Blanche.
He's frustrated, he's upset, but I'll tell you what, he's motivated, and it's not going to stop him. It's not going to slow him down.
Correspondent Scott McFarlane was in the courtroom where he says Trump pled not guilty and showed little emotion.
Well, he's kind of hunched over in his chair, somewhat expressionless, nothing in his hands, no pen, no paper, no note-taking.
Former federal prosecutor Scott Fredrickson on the case itself.
There may be 34 counts here, but they're misdemeanors elevated to low-level felonies. Highly, highly unlikely that even if convicted on all 34 counts that the former president would ever see any jail time. So there's no real motivation for the president to do anything but to do his very best to knock this case out.
Trump is expected to make his first public comments in about 3 hours from Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach. The FBI has caught up with one-time chief of staff for then-Maryland Governor Larry Hogan. Roy McGrath was wanted in a corruption case, his run ending with his death in Tennessee. WJZ-TV's Jessica Albert.
After 3 weeks of running from authorities, the FBI tells us that they have found him along a major highway in Knoxville, and a responding agent shot him. An investigation is now underway into that shooting. This all started 3 weeks ago. Back on March 13th, the ex-chief of staff for former Governor Larry Hogan was due in court here in Baltimore for a federal fraud trial, but he never showed up.
The Quad Cities area of Iowa and Illinois has been under a severe thunderstorm warning this afternoon, part of a storm system with multiple personalities. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
The cold side of the storm bringing blizzard conditions to the upper plains as well as the upper Midwest, and the warm side of the storm off to the right of that is bringing another round of severe weather moving towards the Mississippi Valley.
Earlier storms mean millions of people now have more time to file their income taxes. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Victims of tornadoes in Mississippi and storms in Arkansas have until July 31st to file their individual or their business tax returns and also to make tax payments. There are also parts of New York that were hit with severe snowstorms. They have until May 15th to file. And most of California and parts of Alabama and Georgia have until October 16th.
The Dow lost 199 points. This is CBS News.
One of the best savings rates in America is another reason banking with Capital One is the easiest decision. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's Choice for News Talk Radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Keep your eye on the weather. Two rounds of storms expected to roll through Wisconsin tonight into tomorrow. The National Weather Service says the Milwaukee area could see hail and strong winds. Madison and Waukesha could also get hail with winds up to 60 miles an hour. Many Wisconsin villages and cities have referendums on today's ballot to pay for emergency medical services. The Wisconsin Office of Rural Health expects 38% of communities will have to go to a referendum in the next year to pay for EMS, which towns are required to provide by law. In villages and cities, the service is technically optional, but most do have some emergency services. If the referendums don't pass, communities will have to make spending cuts or contract services from other neighboring municipalities. That means response times could be much longer. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
Every family has one. The Smother.
Holy why!
Hi, Erica.
This is my daughter. I baked her in my tummy.
The Goldbergs every weeknight.
Weeknights at 5 and 5:30 on My 24.
With a house full of women, it's every man for himself.
What is it about hanging bras in the bathroom like Christmas ornaments? If I don't hang my underwear in the bathroom, that would be terrifying.
Tim Allen is the last man standing.
Weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on My 24.
What do we got for music coming out of here?
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics. And due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
I got it.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Alvin Bragg Day, Alvin Bragg Hour. It's all Alvin Bragg. Welcome back, Tom.
Grody, are you kidding me, man? Just even saying it is kind of surreal. Happy Alvin Bragg Day to you, man.
Happy Arraignment of Defendant Trump Day. The perp. Can't wait to get used to seeing that.
Yeah, Defendant Trump. We got to come up with some new nicknames for the man now.
It will be a numerical one. It will be his...
045047.
Isn't it individual 71543-23? At least according to the statement of facts. That's the indictment number.
Okay.
My bad.
Yes, yeah. Well, I mean, that'll stick with them.
Dom, we're going to go over the statement of facts in just a bit.
Just the facts, man.
A deep read in case you're driving home and you don't have the opportunity because you're rushing off to go vote in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Or, you know, you just got a life. Maybe you got Brewer tickets tonight. 6:40, first pitch.
Ooh, vote first.
Vote first. Stick around. More Devils. We'll get to the statement of facts. But, Tom, I watched Alvin Bragg. Now, I got to tell you, it's the first time I personally have seen him speak at length in public. You know, you see sound bites, but I'm not from there. I don't see this man speak publicly. Today I did. And I took a few notes, and I think we've got a few sound bites for our audience as well. Ebone, bring in the sound. We're going to share it with you, our fair audience. Here he is, the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, talking about the charges against Defendant Trump. Play
Cop Earlier on. This afternoon, Donald Trump was arraigned on a New York Supreme Court indictment, returned by a Manhattan grand jury on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the first degree.
Oh,
34. And you know what,
felonies.
What I noticed, not former President Donald Trump, not President Donald Trump, just perpetrator.
Defendant Trump.
Donald Trump.
More from Alvin Bragg, Manhattan DA. He has a title. It's Alvin Bragg Day up here. Explaining the charges. Cut two.
Under New York State law, it is a felony to falsify business records with intent to defraud and an intent to conceal another crime. That is exactly what this case is about.
There are actually three enumerated cover-ups. You've already done a little of the four reading for us, Tom. Three enumerated cover-ups.
Yes.
It ain't just Stormy Daniels. And it's not just the playmate, McDougal. There's also a doorman involved.
It's also the doorman got $30,000 not to talk about Trump's illegitimate child.
We don't know if it's Trump's illegitimate child, but why would he pay off the doorman to not talk about somebody else's?
Ah, come on. He's a great businessman. The same reason he pays Stormy Daniels $130,000 not to have sex with her.
Hey, let's keep it on Alvin Bragg
Day. Alvin Bragg Day.
It's Alvin Bragg Day. No matter who you are, Dom, Alvin Bragg might be coming for you. Cut three.
34 false statements made to cover up other crimes. These are felony crimes in New York State, no matter who you are.
No one's above the law. There are no kings here, Dom. Not even the king of New York. Today, the king of New York is Alvin Bragg.
It is Alvin Bragg. Same Crudy, have not heard him speak at length. And I was in the car listening to it. Felt like he held the room. He was in command of the facts.
Yes, I was very impressed
capable.
With him.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was a man of business. He was not messing around.
I'll come back to a few of my notes after we hear from the Manhattan DA. The day history is made. The day the former president becomes defendant, Donald Trump. In a New York courtroom, arraigned, pled not guilty from a seated position, strongly pled not guilty, my understanding, from reporters in the room. No live video.
Did he say, I am strongly not guilty, powerfully not guilty, or just did he say, not guilty?
That's
you know how he talks.
I do know how he talks.
Very strongly not guilty.
In retrospect, I was listening on Sirius XM to like MSNBC, and you know, it's like he powerfully... stated not guilty. Well, was he standing? No, he was seated. But they didn't actually talk about, like, I powerfully state I am not guilty. I'm less clear on that. I didn't hear the audio recording. There was no audio recording we're aware of.
Not yet. Not the arraignment. Hopefully we'll have different maybe technical outcomes in an actual trial.
It is Alvin Bragg Day up in here. We're very excited. Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA, brought 34 felony charges, arraigned the former president of the United States. Cut number four, play it for the people, Ebone.
These are felony crimes in New York State, no matter who you are. We cannot and will not normalize serious criminal conduct.
Don't normalize it. More from Alvin Bragg. It was illegal. Cut five.
The participant scheme was illegal. The scheme violated New York election law, which makes it a crime to conspire to promote a candidacy by unlawful means. The $130,000 wire payment exceeded the federal campaign contribution cap. And the false statements in AMI's books violated New York law.
Well, that's a lot of illegal, isn't it?
When you put it like that, it sounds really bad.
Alvin Bragg starting to stack it up on the defendant, Donald J. Trump, 34 felony charges, an arraignment today in a Manhattan courtroom. One more from Alvin Bragg, and then a few of my impressions as I watched it live. Cut number six, a lot of false statements.
The defendant repeatedly made false statements on New York business records. He also caused others to make false statements.
Now, he talked repeatedly that, you know, he's charging under New York law, and these are effectively white-collar crimes. He used that term a couple different times.
And that's what they do a lot of, and that's kind of their wheelhouse.
Well, and this 34 counts, this alleged lying to conceal other underlying crimes, he said is effectively the bread-and-butter mechanism of prosecuting criminal offenses of this sort in New York State. A few other things. He was very clear. Everyone's equal before the law. That this defendant lied again and again to cover up three different,
catching kill cases, yes.
Three different payoffs. And, of course, he lied again and again on his books about the true nature of what these expenses, let's call them, were. A little bit more. Alvin Bragg's continuously said, yeah, I've done this before. I'm 24 years on the job. and I bring no charges before they're ready. And I did more investigation than my predecessor, Cyrus Vance, had done.
More information came out, new witnesses.
We've had new witnesses. Yep. And I think the takeaway I took almost initially, and I lay some of this on Ari Melber, a pretty smart guy over on MSNBC, an attorney in his own right. The conspiracy, laying out the conspiracy, the multiple charges. This is not just about Stormy. This is about a pattern, a conspiracy.
A scheme.
An ongoing scheme. And it breaks both state election law and federal caps of contributions to a candidate. New evidence, new witnesses. New evidence, new witnesses. And Dom, 34 new charges. A lot of them. So anyways, it's Elfin Bragg Day.
It is. And happy Elfin Bragg Day. Crudy, when we found out about this, I think we're still on Brady Street, man, back when this happened. We're talking about this. And we knew that he had, you know, paid Stormy Daniels, you know, through his corporation. We talked about this. Well, I mean,
yes.
You know, I know how QuickBooks works, man. You know what I mean?
There was public record information readily available that this directed, well, because we saw the evidence of the Michael Cohen trial, man. The guy went to prison for going on 3 years for this.
So this is, I mean, not necessarily a whole lot of new news, right? Lots of assumptions. I mean, we kind of thought, well, if this is how you're facilitating it through your corporation, man, you're probably not claiming it properly, right? These are white collar crimes. And I don't want to even, it's not even just $130,000. What do you, he got like 400, Cohen got $420,000.
Well, they cooked the books additionally to fluff it up to hide the $130,000 aspect of the payoff to Stormy Daniels. The NDA paid $130,000, but to also get some tax savings, I'm not
facilitate,
even sure.
Well, I think they wanted to fluff it up for Cohen, so if he did claim it, he'd have enough to cover the taxes, so he'd net out a higher number. But
his
again,
tax liability.
Yeah. So, this is a lot of money. I mean, we talked about the state of Wisconsin a couple weeks ago. I think it was like $50,000, something like that. I mean, this is over twice an average salary in the state of Wisconsin that this man went through. I mean, these are
well,
certainly
a federal candidate only is eligible during the primary for $2,700 of contributions, $54,000 in aggregate in both the primary and the general. In the state of Wisconsin, the Supreme Court candidate,
$20,000.
$20,000 is the cap. $20,000 for governor, races of that sort.
Yeah.
The allegation here is $130,000 to Stormy, a catch and kill coordinated in conspiracy with David Pecker over at
AMI,
National Enquirer.
Yeah.
And then another $30,000 also through David Pecker, another catch and kill, the unfortunately named David Pecker.
To the doorman.
So that's 280,000 plus 30, 310,000. That far exceeds federal. And I suspect state limits in New York State as well.
Sounds really bad.
You know, we rarely do the reading. Usually we just bring on, you know, like Jim Santel. Say, Jim, what was contained? But Thomas, this is relatively speaking breaking news. This is now in the public sphere.
It's historic.
Well, not only is it historic, it's required reading. And we've got no one else to do the reading. So, Dom, I feel like we must read for our audience, you know, sort of the statement of facts, the talking indictment that Jim Santel's been promising us for so very long. It should be Jim Santel Day. It's Elfin Bragg Day, soon to be Maggie Dawn Day. It's Election Day. It's Devil's Advocates Day. Every day when you listen, stick around. We're going to have some fun.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
A progressive.
Uh-oh.
Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected tonight with isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 45. Southeast winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 70. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows around 29. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows around 28. Clear skies Thursday with highs around 48. 51 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Welcome to Alvin Bragg Day. You can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
I wonder if anyone doesn't know who we are.
I can't imagine.
That's Dom.
I'm Dom. That's Crute.
I'm Crutey. And we're super cool. We're glad you joined us today, because today we're having some fun. We've got Election Day. The whole world's watching our state, because it's Supreme Court Election Day, and you know, we're getting late. Polls close at 8 o'clock. Extended coverage right here on the Civic Media Network all night long. Todd Alba, Terry Bell going to anchor it. And we also got the former president going off from Mar-a-Lago about 7:15 Central Time.
He was warned by the judge not to, you know, make any threats to officials and to, you know, keep it toned down.
Well, I'm sure he'll stay on script, though.
Yeah, you think?
He's nothing if not message discipline.
If message is chaos, you're absolutely right.
If message is chaos, he is a great messenger of chaos. Alvin Bragg, I thought, did a great job today. He was very competent, very in charge, very professional. I mean, I heard it described. This was fearless. You know, effectively, the district attorney of Manhattan went into the courtroom against the former president and said, hey, this guy's been threatening my wife, your wife, judge. This guy's putting out threats about World War III destruction. I'm not clear exactly where we sit on the whole gag order for Donald Trump. Obviously, he's going to break it when he goes on the air today. This will be interesting as we move towards a trial.
A little bit here. CNN reported, had a correspondent in the room. Raw Stories is reporting this. He being Trump, was addressed by the judge, who addressed to him some of the threatening statements that he made. That was something the prosecutors have raised. They have asked the judge not to impose any kind of gag order, but just to raise the potential issues of Trump threatening social media posts. The judge said he was not going to impose any kind of gag order. He said he wouldn't even if he was asked right now, but he did warn the former president and also the prosecutors to warn their witnesses to tamp down their rhetoric, to reduce what they're saying about the case. And the judge warned both sides, but particularly speaking to former President Trump, not to make any statements that would incite any violence or threat against any officials.
Dominic, we're going to get started here in just a moment. The statement of facts, the talking indictment, Jim Santel would call this, the people of the state of New York against Donald J. Trump. But before we do, let's let the audience in. 844-967-2789. Bill from Grant County. Bill, welcome. What are you thinking?
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, how you guys doing? Pretty good tonight?
Hope so, Bill. First and foremost, do you vote today?
Yes, sir. I actually did vote, and I voted for Dan Kelly.
Well, I'm glad you voted. What do you got for us, Bill?
Well, we should all enjoy our freedoms and our right to vote. And it wasn't too long ago you guys told me that if I was irritated with your program,
yes,
to listen to someone else.
Have you tried that?
And I agree with you. Yes, I have. And, you know, some good, some bad. You guys aren't too bad. But I found a station out of Chicago, a Sean Thompson.
I'm not aware of who that is. Bill, I don't know if Chicago stations, man. I can barely keep them straight in Wisconsin, sir.
But anyways, he's pretty controversial, and he's great. And he's more open-minded than you guys. You guys are kind of closed-minded when it comes to certain things.
Gary from Sussex to opening day Brewer tickets.
And Bill, I got to be honest, I'm very closed-minded when it comes to fascism. So you're right in that regard.
Bill, we talked about voting, and you think it should be someone's right. All of our right, I hope. Bill, what do you think about the 2020 election? Do you think that was a fairly held election, and do you think that Joe Biden won the state of Wisconsin fair and square, sir?
Well, to be honest with you, with this whole thing with Donald Trump going on, I don't know what's fair. Why would they bring up a 7-year-old indictment on this guy? I mean, you're going to miss this guy when he goes away.
No, you're so wrong, Bill. I cannot wait for him to go away. I really look forward, to bashing on, your next cult leader, like
Bill
Santel. Meatball DeSantis.
I will miss Donald Trump just a little bit when he's gone.
Well, I don't love the orange man, but I don't hate him. But he sure does have a nice jet.
Really? It's like 30-something years old, man. That's an old jet. Did you see that jet's rear entry?
Yeah, it's
Bill.
It's pretty cool.
He got on in the back, man, like back of the plane. He's like the Rosa Parks of private jet guys.
Oh, come on, man. Terrible.
Bill, appreciate you listening. Keep voting in every election. I would encourage all our listeners. I don't have to agree with you, Bill. Like Lou from Cudahy, I rarely agree with Lou, but he listens. Welcome, Lou.
Hey, Lou.
Yeah, I always want to open myself up to a variety of ideas. Your protege, which candidate, she's a racist, an alcoholic, and a husband spouse beater of a man who was 20 years older than she was, and they stayed married for 9 months, and their son-in-law, or their stepson, I should say.
You mean the convicted felon stepson?
He
is a convicted felon. Does that undermine his credibility at all, Lou?
This is the kind of high quality candidate who's just reprehensible and cannot be in office. How disgusting! Beating her husband, and she throws around the N word, really like a sailor.
You know,
come on, man,
Lou. She has
that's some right Wisconsin stuff going on right there, brother.
She has denied that. The only one that has made that accusation, other than less than credible right-wing websites, is the son, the stepson of the former judge. And there were accusations against Protasiewicz by all the kids. They weren't happy with the treatment of the dad. But the son in particular seemed to have some memories that were exclusive to him, let's just say. Lou, you guys have a lot of suggested memories, projected memories, let's call them. Come back. We're going to do nothing but the facts, the people of the state of New York against Donald J. Trump.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News brief. Former President Donald Trump is flying back to South Florida as an accused felon. Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
The clerk of the judge, Judge Juan Marchand, read out this indictment that it was 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree. Donald Trump was asked how he pleads to that charge. Now, Donald Trump said not guilty.
He's accused of falsifying business records to cover up payments to bury negative stories about him. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
The defendant claimed that he was paying Michael Cohen for legal services performed in 2017.
this simply was not true.
Trump supporters were outside the courthouse in New York.
I think it's a miscarriage of justice. I think he'll come out on top. I think he'll be our next president.
His detractors were there, too.
To support law and order and watch Trump get booked. It's been a long time coming.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Peter King.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio, inviting you to join us every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. Up North News is your online home for stories that are unabashedly Wisconsin. We cover the latest out of the state capital, of course, but we also celebrate this amazing state with stories about people and places, food, events, history, and more. You can find our work at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, or search for Up North News WI on social media and subscribe to our newsletter, too. Then, each morning, I get you caught up on the latest headlines, plenty of weather checks, a little sports, we do a daily music break and a history lesson, we have newsmakers, insiders, community leaders, and all kinds of other guests and regulars. And we take the time to break down an issue or a story and explain it in plain English. Catch Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 here on the radio, the Civic Media website, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane, because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
The other cat, forget his name.
Oh, okay.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It is an election day Tuesday in the great state of Wisconsin. We know the eyes of the world are on our Wisconsin Supreme Court race and a special election in the state Senate. We encourage those in Wisconsin still getting in line, and you can still vote if you're in line until 8 p.m. local time, central time. Go vote. Don't be distracted by the Brewer game or the greatest radio show ever. We're only going to take you to 7 o'clock. We are doing special extended coverage. We got Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, coming to make it a super-duper happier 6 o'clock hour. Special coverage up to Civic Media's election night coverage. That begins at 7 o'clock with Kristen Bryan, Jane Mantineer. At 8 o'clock, we've got Terry Bell and Todd Alba. They're anchoring a star-studded cavalcade of local journalists all around the state. We got like 14 people involved.
That's just amazing, dude.
No one is resourcing like Civic Media is resourcing tonight. This will be award-winning election coverage. If I got to make up the award, we're winning something.
Yeah, right.
WBA or bust next year, baby.
Give myself an award.
So please, do yourself a favor. Tell your friends and neighbors. go vote for Janet Protasiewicz, and then tune in for the greatest coverage ever right here on Civic Media all night long. But, Dom, right now, time for Just the Facts. And we're going to do some reading alouding. Please indulge us, but we'll break it up. We'll take turns. But you're not going to read it. Dom will, and I will, because we have to, because we've got no one else to do the homework for us.
It's a lot shorter than the Mueller report.
It is.
And there's no redactions.
No redactions. Supreme Court of the state of New York, County of New York, the people of the state of New York against defendant Donald J. Trump. Woo-hoo! Statement of facts. Indictment number 71543-23. The defendant, all caps, Donald J. Trump, repeatedly and fraudulently falsified New York business records to conceal criminal conduct that hid damaging information from the voting public during the 2016 presidential election.
Crudy, from August of 2015 to December of 2017, the defendant orchestrated a scheme with others to influence the 2016 presidential election by identifying and purchasing negative information about him to suppress its publication and benefit the defendant's electoral prospects. In order to execute the unlawful scheme, the participants violated election laws and made and caused false entries in business records of various entities in New York. The participants also took steps that mischaracterized, for tax purposes, the true nature of the payments made in furtherance of the scheme.
Scheme. Fact number three. One component of the scheme was that, at the defendant's request, a lawyer who then worked for the Trump Organization as special counsel to defendant, let's call him Lawyer A.
That's Cohen.
Covertly paid $130,000 to an adult film actress shortly before the election to prevent her from publicizing, and they don't call it an affair, Dom, a sexual encounter with the defendant.
A very short encounter, I imagine.
Mushroom-like. Lawyer A made the $130,000 payment through a shell corporation he set up and funded in at a bank in Manhattan. This payment was illegal, and Lawyer A has since pled guilty to making an illegal campaign contribution and served time in prison. Further, false entries were made in New York business records to effectuate this payment, separate and apart from the New York business records used to conceal the payment. Multiple crimes under one header.
Crudy, after the election, the defendant reimbursed Lawyer A for the illegal payment through a series of monthly checks, first from the Donald J. Trump Revocable Trust, the defendant's trust, a trust created under the laws of New York, which held the Trump Organization entities' assets after the defendant was elected president, and then from the defendant's bank account. Each check was processed by the Trump Organization, and each check was disguised as a payment for legal services rendered in a given month of 2017 pursuant to a retainer agreement. The payment records kept and maintained by the Trump Organization were false New York business records. In truth, there was no retainer agreement, and Lawyer A was not being paid for legal services rendered in 2017. The defendants caused his entity's business record to be falsified to disguise his and others' criminal conduct.
Now, we are reading from the indictment of Donald Trump, the statement of fact. Alvin Bragg, the district attorney, wrote something of a talking indictment. We hear this is described as. Now we get to the background. Statement of fact number five. The defendant is a beneficial owner of a collection of business entities known by the trade name as the Trump Organization. The Trump Organization comprises approximately 500 separate entities, among other business activities, own and manage hotels, golf courses, commercial real estate, condominium developments, and other properties. The Trump Organization is headquartered on Fifth Avenue in New York County.
Kurt, I'm sure of those 500 separate entities that all the rest of their bookings were properly line itemed in their accounting.
And they're all completely legit.
Totally. I'm sure of that. Crudy, approximately from June 15 to November 16, the defendant was a candidate for the office of President of the United States. On January 20th, oh God, he became President of the United States.
That is technically a fact, Dom. Let's read about, as it's described here,
the scheme.
The catch and kill scheme to suppress negative information. That's a subheadline. Fact statement number seven, Dom. During and in furtherance of his candidacy for president, the defendant and others agreed to identify and suppress negative stories about him.
Great idea.
two parties to this agreement have admitted to committing illegal conduct in connection with the scheme. In August 2018, Lawyer A, again that's Michael Cohen, pled guilty to two federal crimes involving illegal campaign contributions and subsequently served time in prison. In addition, in August 2018, America Media Incorporated, AMI, a media company that owned and published magazines and supermarket tabloids, they almost say that derisively, including the National Enquirer, admitted in a non-prosecution agreement that it made payment to a source of a story to ensure that sources, and here's a direct quote, did not publicize damaging allegations about the defendant before the 2016 presidential election and thereby influence that election. Hide the dirt, keep it buried till after the election.
The Trump Tower meeting in June of 2015, Crudy, the defendant announced his candidacy for the president of the United States. Soon after, in August of 2015, the defendant met with Lawyer A and AMI's chairman and CEO at Trump Tower in New York County. At that meeting, the AMI CEO agreed to help with the defendant's campaign, saying he would act as the eyes and ears of the campaign by looking out for negative stories about the defendant and alerting Lawyer A before the stories were published. AMI CEO also agreed to publish negative stories about the defendant's competitors for the election.
Sweet deal.
Right.
Here's the other, the other part. This is new news, Dom, at least in the fact statement, the talking indictment. Suppressing the doorman story. Who's the doorman? Fact number 10. A few months later, in or about October or November of 2015, the AMI CEO learned that a former Trump Tower doorman called the doorman.
Great band name.
Was trying to sell information regarding a child that the defendant had allegedly fathered out of wedlock.
What?
The defendant. So Donald Trump's got another baby mama floating around?
At least one, according to this doorman?
At the AMI CEO's direction, AMI negotiated and signed an agreement to pay the doorman $30,000 to acquire exclusive rights to the story. AMI falsely characterized this payment in AMI's books and records, including in its general ledger. AMI purchased the information from the doorman without fully investigating his claims. But the AMI CEO directed that the deal take place because of his agreement with the defendant and Lawyer A. Again, that's Cohen and defendant Donald Trump.
Crudy, when AMI later concluded the story was not true.
Are we sure?
The AMI CEO wanted to release the doorman from the agreement. However, Lawyer A instructed the AMI CEO not to release the doorman until after the presidential election. And the AMI CEO complied with that instruction because of his agreement with the defendant and Lawyer A. Again, this is what David Pecker from AMI.
It's the talking indictment describing the criminal conspiracy that happened, you know, on behalf of Donald Trump and including Donald Trump.
So even if this portion of the story about Donald Trump's child was not true, it was still a crime?
Well, the suppressing of it and not claiming it as a campaign contribution at that time, because he was, if you're looking at the election day and saying specifically any day after election day,
then you're good. I mean, it kind of indicates it has something to do with the election, perhaps.
Perhaps. Fact statement number 12, Dom, suppressing woman one's account.
Woman one, that seemed, would seem to indicate there might be more than one.
Well, she's the Playboy model, right? I think, let's see. After 5 months, about 5 months before the presidential election, in or about June of 2016, had been around a time of our birthdays, Dom, the editor-in-chief and ironically,
Donald Trump's.
And Donald Trump's. The editor-in-chief of the National Enquirer and AMI's chief content officer contacted Lawyer A about a woman, woman one, who alleged she had a sexual relationship with the defendant while he was married.
Now, a relationship seems to be more of a commitment than an encounter.
That would seemingly be different than the stormy encounter. The AMI editor-in-chief updated Lawyer A regularly about the matter over text message and by telephone. The defendant did not want this information to become public because he was concerned about the effect it could have on his candidacy. His defense will be, and his marriage. Thereafter, the defendant, the AMI CEO, and lawyer A had a series of discussions, Dom, about who would pay off the woman one to secure her silence.
I got a great scheme, but who's going to pay for it? Crudy, AMI ultimately paid $150,000 to woman one in exchange for her agreement not to speak out about the alleged sexual relationship, as well as for two magazine cover features of woman one and a series of articles that would be published under her byline. AMI falsely characterized this payment in AMI's books and records, including in its general ledger. The AMI CEO agreed to the deal after discussing it with both the defendant and lawyer A, and on the understanding from lawyer A that the defendant or the Trump organization would reimburse AMI.
Well, Dom, that seems like another criminal conspiracy. Another, well, it's all under the scheme header, fact statement 14. In a conversation captured in an audio recording in approximately September of 2016 concerning Woman One's account, again, that was the longer-term sexual relationship, the defendant and lawyer A discussed how to obtain the rights to Woman One's account from AMI and how to reimburse AMI for the payment. Lawyer A told the defendant he would open up a company for the transfer of Woman One's account and other information and stated he had spoken to the chief financial officer for the Trump org about how to set the whole thing up.
Weisselberg.
Yes, the defendant asked, so what do we got to pay for this? $150, he suggested paying by cash. When lawyer A disagreed, the defendant then mentioned payment by check. So first Trump suggested pay her by cash, $150,000, said can't do that. Well, then pay her by check. After the conversation, lawyer A created a shell corporation called Resolution Consultants. Isn't that ironic? On or about September 30th of 2016, Dom.
Crudy, less than 2 months before the election, on or about September 30th of 2016, the AMI CEO signed an agreement in which AMI agreed to transfer its rights to Woman One's account to Lawyer A's shell company for $125,000. However, after the assignment agreement was signed, but before the reimbursement took place, the AMI CEO consulted with AMI's general counsel and then told Lawyer A that the deal to transfer the rights to Lawyer A's shell company was off.
Oh, no. Donald Trump could have been exposed in more ways than one, if you know what I'm saying. Dom, we are reading through the statement of fact presented by the Manhattan DA today to the world, the people of the state of New York against Donald J. Trump, defendant. I like the ring of that. Indictment number 71543-23. I bet that'll stick for me at some point.
I would think so.
We're going to come back. We're going to give you more of what is in the statement of fact. We're going to take more of your phone calls at 844-967-2789. We're going to bring you extended coverage all the way up to Civic Media's election night coverage at 7. Our 6 o'clock hour, nothing but the finest. Maggie Dawn, she comes soon. Your phone calls could be next. 844-96-PARTY.
Bud Tussle is proud to be the major sponsor on Civic Media for the biggest spring election being followed all over America. Bud Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Call today, 877-227-0924.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bomblastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bomblastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. With special guest Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers Ironclaw. It's Bomblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats and make your mouth water.
Tangy cheddar and jalapeno, dill pickle and Texas cheddar, and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 46 tonight under cloudy skies with isolated thunderstorms likely. Winds out of the southeast 10 to 20 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 70. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 29. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
Donald J. Trump. And we haven't even gotten to the Stormy Daniels yet. She is woman two. And we'll start with suppressing woman two's account. About 1 month before the election, on or about October 7th, 2016, news broke that the defendant, that's Donald J. Trump, had been caught on tape saying to the host of Access Hollywood, "I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. Just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the beep. You can do anything." The evidence shows that both the defendant and his campaign staff were concerned that the tape would harm his viability as a candidate. Why?
Why? Apparently it did not.
And reduce his standing with female voters in particular.
Crudy, number 17, shortly after the Access Hollywood tape became public, the AMI editor-in-chief contacted the AMI CEO about the other another woman, woman two, who alleged she had a sexual encounter with the defendant while he was married. The AMI CEO told the AMI editor-in-chief to notify Lawyer A, that's the fixer Michael Cohen. On or about October 10th of 2016, the AMI editor-in-chief contacted Lawyer A with Lawyer with Woman 2's lawyer, Lawyer B. Lawyer A negotiated a deal with Lawyer B to secure Woman 2's silence and prevent disclosure from the damaging information in the final weeks before the presidential election. Under the deal that Lawyer B negotiated, Woman 2 would be paid $130,000 for the rights to her account.
Michael Avenatti, Lawyer B. Statement of Fact 19, the defendant directed Lawyer A to delay making a payment to Woman 2 as long as possible. Typical Trump.
Totally, right?
Trying to stiff Stormy. He instructed.
Again.
Well, he barely stiffed her that first time, according to her account. He instructed Lawyer A that if they could delay the payment until after the election, they could avoid paying altogether. Because at that point, it would not matter if this story became public, which kind of kills the whole I'm afraid of the wife defense.
Yes, sure does.
As reflected in emails and text messages between and among Lawyer A, Lawyer B, and AMI editor-in-chief, Lawyer A attempted to delay making payment as long as possible.
Crudy, ultimately, the pressure mounted and the election approaching, the defendant agreed to the payoff and directed Lawyer A to proceed. Lawyer A discussed the deal with the defendant and the TO CFO. The defendant did not want to make the $130,000 payment himself and asked Lawyer A and the TO CFO to find a way to make the payment. After discussing various payment options,
what about cash?
TO CFO Lawyer A agreed that he would make the payment. Before making the payment, Lawyer A confirmed with the defendant that defendant would pay him back.
Statement of fact number 21, on or before October 26, shortly after speaking with the defendant on the phone, Lawyer A opened a bank account in Manhattan in the name of Essential Consultants LLC, a new shell company he had created to effectuate the payment. He then transferred $131,000 from a personal home equity line of credit.
Got a HELOC.
Into that account on or about October 27th, Lawyer A wired $130,000 from his Essential Consultants LLC account in New York to Lawyer B to suppress Woman 2, that's Stormy Daniels' account.
We'll get some of the gist. Let's get some callers here. 844-967-2789. Just the facts. We're probably over halfway done, but let's get to some of the callers. Once again, 844-96-PARTY. Mark from Sussex, you are up. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark, did you vote today?
I did. Thank you. And I appreciate you taking my call. So I guess I watched a lot of this stuff today, and can you explain to me or tell me what the difference is between what happened today and the prior Attorney General of New York who declined to take this case?
Yes.
In addition to the federal that was dropped, but also what's different when John Edwards ran for president and this exact same situation came up?
Yes. I can tell you, according to the Manhattan DA, Mark, appreciate you listening. According to the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, the difference between the case now and the case when he was elected, and it wasn't forever ago. Alvin Bragg's been on the job a little over a year, something like that.
Cy Vance had it before that.
Cy Vance had it prior, but he has had new witnesses, which I suspect includes Karen McDougal, that is woman one in this descriptor. And also, I think when you tie in the David Pecker testimony before the grand jury recently that probably birthed the doorman, right? So now we don't have one story of a payoff or even one story of a catch and kill. We've got three related things. We've got probably direct testimony from the parties on the other end of these deals, be it the catch and kill David Pecker or be it Karen McDougal. They all reportedly gave very recent testimony to this grand jury in Manhattan.
And perhaps even Weisselberg, because he was part of that as well.
Excellent point, Dom. New evidence, new witnesses.
And to add to that, Mark, also convictions of Trump Organization, two different Trump entities of fraud. So they've had a chance to actually look at books in other cases.
I think the primary difference between the John Edwards situation, John Edwards was cheating on his wife during his presidential campaign, like a photographer that was associated with the campaign had done some sort of a documentary on him, and apparently they fell in love or lust or whatever happened. He fathered a child with this woman. He ultimately beat the rap, quote unquote, on the campaign finance violations that the payoff was in excess and therefore he had violated campaign finance laws. But I would say the primary difference here, Mark, is Donald Trump is not really being charged with campaign finance laws. He's being charged with 34 conspiracies or 34 fraudulent bookkeeping to cover up a different underlying crime, which in part may have been the exceeding the campaign finance laws. But all that John Edwards was ever charged with was exceeding campaign finance through a donor, effectively a donor paid off his
mistress.
His mistress. There's like three of them on this one. And I just think Trump's in deeper water. He actually got a very capable attorney for his future trial. This Blanche guy, apparently very good.
Yeah. He's going to need
Taco Pina, less so. 844-967-2789. Jake from Milwaukee. How you doing, Jake?
Hey, Jake.
Wow. You know, do you guys hear about there's like an election today? Like
really?
For the Supreme Court?
Yeah, something like that. Was that today?
I was just letting you... I was just letting you guys know. I haven't heard a lot about it. So,
where were you for the last hour, month, or year? I was talking about this race before the midterms, Jake.
Yeah, no, I know. I was just kidding. But I have to say, Dan Kelly, that they swayed me not to vote for him pretty good. So
he's the real conservative.
That is not working. There's like three or four. Well, you got more right-wing listeners. And the few that I know today, they actually sounded really cranky. I mean, they're usually in a bad mood, but... seems a lot crankier than usual.
Well,
it
is Alvin Bragg Day.
What is it?
And for a second time, it's Dan Kelly is a big fat loser day, I suspect. You're never a loser when you listen to the Devil's Advocates, even if you're just a skosh conservative. Come back. More of your phone calls, the reaction to the indictment of Donald Trump. Big Dawn coming very soon. Well, I guess she's coming next. You better stick around. Bonus coverage up to election coverage.
On Tuesday, April 4th, we have a chance to elect people who will do the right thing for Wisconsin and for Waukesha. We need experienced leaders we can trust. Vote for Janet Protasiewicz for Supreme Court, Fred Stram for Waukesha County Circuit Court, and Diane Voigt for Waukesha School Board. Janet, Fred, Diane, because we can trust them. Vote on April 4th. Your vote and your voice matter.
Paid for by Blue Sky Waukesha. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.